Rav Chufei, since he was so sharp, like thinking into other things, is le'ayin bo. He didn't look carefully into the Mishnah, like he missed the Mishnah, because of his charifus. As Yavam says, show you, torid b'shayla cheres. Like really he was in the middle of answering a different shayla. But since he was in the middle of answering something else, he missed this one. But that's not from the Mishnah, that Avada, the grandfather, would come first before an uncle. Now, boy, Rami Bachoma. What's going to be Avi Av, again a grandfather, the Ochif, and the brothers, who come first? Kagoyin in the case, Avraham, V'Yakov, V'Nichsi Esav. What's going to be Esav died? Now, who's alive right now? Yaakov. Esav's brother's alive. And the grandfather, Avram, is alive. So what would be poshut is, if when Esav dies, if he has any children, pshit to the children go first. If he doesn't have any children, if his father Yitzchak would have been alive, pshit to Yitzchak go second. Now the question is, Yitzchak is not alive. So if there wouldn't have been for his grandfather Avram alive, pshit to Yaakov would get it. A brother gets it. Now again it's a question, does the grandfather get it, or does the brother come first? Who comes first? Does Avram, the grandfather of Esav, Yashin Esav? Or does Yaakov, the brother of Esav, Yashin? Who Esav and Kaidim? This the Gemara says again, Amar Rav, Rav says, Tashma, come here again, the same Diyak. It says, Now Mishnah, Ho Av Kaidim, L'chol Yotzei Rechai, that a father comes before any descendant from him. So if Avram comes first, because Avram is like the grandfather, who came out of Avram? Yitzchak, and then Yaakov came out of Yitzchak. So before Yaakov would be able to Yashin his brother Esav, would come Avram, because that's the din of the Mishnah. A father comes before any Yotzei Yerechai. Now the Gemara says, V'Rami Bar Choma, what does he hold? Like what was his question? V'Rami Bar Choma, Yotzei Yerechai Shaloi, V'lo Yotzei Yerechai Shobanai. Maybe he only meant to say the Mishnah means a Yotzei Yerechai of him, of the father. The father goes before this, any descendant that came out from him. But over here, Yaakov, who did Yaakov come from? Not from Avram, but from Yitzchak. So maybe Yaakov, since he's a descendant of Yitzchak, maybe he would go before Avram. That was his shayla. Maybe he learned when the Mishnah says that the father comes first, it's only the father would go out of his own children, but maybe not in front of Yaakov, which was a descendant of Yitzchak. The most says Hachin Nami Mestavra. There's also the Svara. Tiktoni says Na Mishnah Zeaklau. Says the Mishnah Zeaklau. This is the Klau. Kol Hakoidim Benachlo. Who comes first for Nachlo? Yotzei Yerechai. It says what? That whoever is first, let's say a son yashins his father. So therefore, if the son had another son, a grandson, he comes first. Like whoever is first online, if he already died, but he has a descendant from himself, comes first. V'ilu Esav Yitzchok, Yitzchok Kaidim. Now in the case over here, when Esav died, right? Esav died without any children. Now, if Esav's father Yitzchak would have been alive, Pshita, Yitzchak should Yashin first. If so, since Yitzchak would Yashin before Avram, so our Mishnah says whoever comes first, his Yotzei Yerechai, whoever comes out of him, also comes first. So that's the Svara that Yaakov should come before Avram. Because if Yitzchak, the father of Esav, would be alive, he would come first. So now that Yitzchak is not alive, his Yotzei Yerechai, the Mishnah says, comes out of him, should come first. So therefore, really, Yaakov should Yashin. Hashtanami, the Leisa Yitzchak. Now that Yitzchak is not alive, Yaakov Kodim Shramino. That's the smell of Rami Bachoma, that Yaakov should come first. Yitzchak, the descendant of Yitzchak. Yaakov comes before the grandfather, Avram. Now the Mishnah says, Benois Tzlofchot. Famous case, the Torah, Bnei Tzlofchod, which the Meister was, these were the daughters of Tzlofchod. Now their father died, Tzlofchod died, and he had no sons left over. only he left over five daughters. So the five daughters came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going to be with the Yerusha of our father? There are no sons, so the Yerusha is going to go away. That was what the nice love chatang to Moshe. And then the answer was back, no, that's El Yashin. A daughter, Yashin's the father, Reinech Nami, and the case that there are no sons, the daughter, Yashin's. So Mishnah says, B'nai Slavchad, not lo gimu chalokim benachla. They received three different portions. From three different angles, they received a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Chelek Aviyat, first of all, they received the chelek of their father, Slavchad. Slavchad died, Slamaisa, the daughters, take over the portion of their father, Slavchad. Shoye in Yotze Mitzrayim. Because Slavchad was alive by the Yotze Mitzrayim. Now this will see, this will be the Machlekes in the Gemara, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they divided up Eretz Yisrael, how did they divide it up? Did they divide it up according to how many people came out of Mitzrayim? Or did they divide it up according to how many people came in Eretz Yisrael? Like those 40 years, how did we divide up Eretz Yisrael? We'll soon see. So our mission is Mashmo, we go after the Yotze Mitzrayim. Whoever was 20 years old when they went out of Mitzrayim, he had a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Even though he didn't get it yet, they first got it 40 years later. But let's say two brothers came out of Eretz Yisrael, right? Two brothers came out of Eretz Yisrael. Came out of Mitzrayim. Later, one brother had 10 kids, and the other brother had one kid. And later, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, here, 10 kids went into Eretz Yisrael, and from the other brother, only one. They'd both get an equal portion. Because coming into Eretz Yisrael, we look as if, who was Yezeda, who was the one that came out of Mitzrayim? You get that chelek. So our Mishnah goes, according to the people that went out of Mitzrayim, those were the ones that deserved the chelik of Eretz Yisrael, that their children later took over their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So Tzlofchad was Yotze Mitzrayim. He came out of Mitzrayim. So Tzlofchad, the Bnei Tzlofchad, these five daughters, the daughters of their father Tzlofchad, he deserved a portion of Eretz Yisrael. So these daughters took one portion, Machmas the father. Not lo chelek aviyim shoyim yotze Mitzrayim, because Tzlofchad came out of Mitzrayim. The chelek im ochiv b'nichsei chefer. Now Tzlofchad's father was chefer that also came out of Mitzrayim. So chefer also deserved a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Now when chefer dies, who yashins his chelek? His children. So Tzlofchad was one of the sons of chefer. So Tzlofchad, not only does he deserve his own portion in Eretz Yisrael, he also deserves a portion of his father's chelek of chefer. So that portion that Tzlofchad deserved from his father also went to the Bnei Tzlofchad. And thirdly, b'shoye b'chor nertosh nechlokim. Yishino Tzlofchad was the b'chor of chefer. So Tzlofchad deserves two portions. Like Chefer was the father, he had a few children, a few sons. His first son was Tzlofchad. So now, later on, when Chefer dies, so his children take over the chalokim. So Tzlofchad, being the Bechor, takes two portions of Chefer. So therefore, the Benoit Tzlofchad really gets like three portions in Eretz Yisrael. They get one portion of their father's portion, Tzlofchad. Another portion, what their father Tzlofchad deserves in his father's portion of Chefer. And thirdly, since their father Tzlofchad was a Bechor, they get like two portions of Chefer. That's like the third portion in Eretz Yisrael. That's what our Mishnah says. That Bnei Tzlofchad took like three portions in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Tanan, like our Mishnah goes,